is they don't name a beneficiary. And they say, well, the IRS can't take it because there's no beneficiary listed. Or they have the beneficiary be this other trust, and the other trust beneficiary is this same first trust. So it's a roundabout loop. There's nobody to own it. Guess what? The courts say, no, no, no. Somebody must be the actual owner of the trust. You cannot play this game of nobody owns it, no beneficiary is listed. If you play that game, which unfortunately I've seen Patriot salesmen do that, have people do that, when push comes to shove, everything will be disregarded. They will say there is no trust. You that put the assets in the trust, the settler, you put the home in there or the business, it is yours. So you accomplished nothing. That is not what you want. You want to do it the right way. You must know who the beneficiaries, okay, and it, you know, and so, and the beneficiary is the one the IRS could come after. And you must know who is the trustee. Now, old people, oftentimes, old couples, for example, they put their house in a trust to avoid probate. Probate is when you die and the court has to determine who does your stuff go to. Your children, your wife, ex-wife, your stepchild, who? You avoid all the expense and litigation of the court and lawyers and hassle by in advance saying, look, this house belongs to, let's say, me and my wife, and me and my wife are also the trustees. We run it, operate it while we're alive, and when we die, one of us, it goes to the other spouse. If we both die at the same time, it goes to our, let's say, this daughter or son or whoever else that we choose. So that is what a living trust is. And the living trust does not protect the property from being taken because you are still the beneficiary, the owner, and running it trustee. So you cannot be the beneficiary. That's number one. You cannot be beneficiary. Okay? So, and if you are a trustee and run it as if it is yours, like beneficiaries don't exist, they're not named, that type of games you want to play, the courts, IRS will say, you know what? That is still your property. It's your alter ego nominee, and they can try to take that house or business income, whatever you got. So the problem is there is no silver bullet to this whole issue as far as creating a trust. Constitutional, common law, sovereign, pure, non-statutory, sizzle trust. Don't go for that. If someone is telling you and using these labels on the trust, my antennas go up. A warning, warning, this guy's selling sizzle. I wonder if the steak is there. I don't set up trusts. I never have. Freedom Law School refers to other professionals who do this job very well. But I know a lot about them. I've dealt with them a lot in over 25 years I've been at this work. So if you really want to protect yourself, folks, the way to do it is not this way. The way to do it is actually go and understand about the law and your rights. And the way you do that, folks, is simply go to Fear of Law School's YouTube channel, folks, okay? And you go on YouTube and search Fear of Law School. I'm going to bring it up on our channel, on our screen right now. Here's our YouTube channel, okay? Become a subscriber, folks. Remember, go to our playlist. and our playlist, you'll see here the one you want to go to is the one that says on the top center, fourth one, Freedom Law and Net News short videos. You want to go to this short videos, okay? But before that, go to the far right one. Most Americans do not owe income tax short videos. Click on the full playing list. Open that link in the new tab, and that's what you get. Here it is. You want to watch these videos. These short videos are all 6 to 8 minutes long only. Watch these, and they'll give you the links to the longer, more detailed videos. Why you are not as the average American required and pay income tax. As the law is written by Congress of the United States and as interpreted by the Supreme Court of the United States, I show you the actual text of the congressional laws from their own website and the Supreme Court decision's words. So, folks, you have no constitutional, legal, moral, conscientious, or ethical duty whatsoever as an average American to file and pay income tax. None. I have not filed and paid income tax for 30 years. And IRS has had me under their microscope, we know, at least since 1994, over 25 years ago. They have not been able to stop me because I'm teaching you about the U.S. Constitution, the law, your rights, exposing government criminality and corruption, which is our right and our duty as Americans to expose and eradicate. And Freedom Law School will be there to back you up, to educate you and back you and win. Folks, they come after myself for over 10 years of taxes they made up and I zeroed it all out. Almost $700,000 of taxes. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. If you go to our website, folks, at livefreenow.org, go under our victories on the right side, go under FLS victories, open that link in the new tab, and you'll see how I myself have beaten them many times. If you want to see our student victories, folks, you can again go to our victories, go to IRS victories, and open that link in the new tab, and you'll see a partial list, just a small partial list of our student victories against the IRS, folks. There's many more that I've not even put on our website yet. So, folks, you don't have to live in fear. Yes. What is fear, folks? Fear is this, folks. Okay, here it is. That's how you've been enslaved, with fear, is false evidence appearing real. Fear. What that does, by deception, folks, with false evidence and deception, they bring out fear in you. They scare the bejesus out of you to do not think, do not read, do not search for the truth, folks. But you don't want that. You don't want to do this, folks. You don't want that to be your guide. You want to love the truth. And the truth shall set you free, my friends. And that's what Freedom Law School offers. So in short, no. A common law, constitutional, sovereign, non-statutory, pure trust, these labels does not give you automatically anything. It's how you run and operate it. Different states have different state laws that make some tweaks about certain trusts may have certain additional benefits or not. Those are all secondary. The main thing is how you set up and operate the trust correctly. If you do that, you protect any assets that are in the trust that now you've given to the beneficiaries. And that's what you want to do, number one. But the income, if any, will be transferred to the beneficiaries if it's a business in there. And now the beneficiaries have the IRS issue that you may have had. But then again, you don't have to file pay income tax to begin with. For your law school folks, in addition, let me show you. Here we go, folks. Offers many course and course packages. If you click on course packages, folks, in addition to Freedom Videos, there's much available options. Freedom Law School can do everything. Can give you consultation, support, different packages to help you live free. You can check it all out, folks. And if you want to do, number one, for free, what you want to do, go and discover the truth of IRS deception and robbery and learn how to beat the thieves in the IRS by simply first requesting getting your free Freedom Education Package. Go on the bottom right of our front page. Get started by filling out the information below here. You will receive, if you sign up, all these lessons listed on the left-hand side and more. You will get all that email to you regularly. Just fill out the information on the right side. Click on Yes, I Want Free Freedom Education. And you get these lessons emailed to you. And a package will actually be mailed to you. Our Freedom Catalog right here will be mailed to you. And we'll send you extra if you want, folks. Freedom is your right. You were born free. But it's up to you to reclaim it and be free. And Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org is there to help you. Thank you for watching, and tune in every Thursday night for another edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to do a short video on it, yeah. But do I point a video up here?
So when you want to reference the full video, mm-hmm. then yes, you're either going to point with your left hand to the top corner, or
okay.
You point below and say description.
Okay, description, but okay,
you
all right.
Say both, and we will put the link in both locations.
Yeah, I'll do that, yeah. I'll do both. We're going to put different... different
with
places.
With the short ones, just keep in mind, though, that video card that is available is only on YouTube, which means if we put that on anything like Instagram or TikTok, it will not be able to click on the video card. It's only a YouTube thing.
Okay.
So this is going on to more platforms.
Description below, yeah. Okay, I'll be there. Okay, let's do it.
Well, just keep in mind, if this is going on more platforms than YouTube, mm-hmm. you do not want to mention the card because the card only works on YouTube.
Okay, I'll link above.
Link below.
Link below. Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right. Good countdown here. We're going to stretch you up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Payman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School. And people ask me all the time, does a common law, constitutional, sovereign, non-statutory, pure trust, does it protect me, my assets, my income, from the IRS? Well, guess what? That's a great question. But it's going to take more than 1 minute to give you the answer to that. I've taken the time in the video that you see linked below here. Take a few minutes more and give you the exact answer to that. Because, yes, it can give protection if things are done right. So, click on the link below. Watch the video in more detail and learn about your rights and be free. Yeah, we want those to go everywhere. Now we're going to do on words, the deception.
Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, you're going to be ready to put my videos on when I put them on there. I'm not going to go on. the videos when I play them. Do they automatically go on?
When you press play, they will play the clip.
And they'll I have to go to screen and play and then go back to me, right?
I would transition to your screen, press the play button, let it play through what you want to, pause the video if it needs to be, and then switch back to talking about the
video. Okay, got it.
Everybody's going to be able to hear your audio, so if you leave the video playing, that's all they're going to hear on top of you talking.
Okay, that's good.
All right, give you a countdown here. I'm going to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you gay or not gay? Well, guess what, folks? I'm gay, but I'm not homosexual. Huh? How does that work? Well, let's clear up, folks. There's a lot of deception going on in words that I'm going to clear up at the Field Law School. And this is one of those deceptions that we need to clear up. Because, folks, if you go back to 1960s, look, here's what you're going to see right here. This is a little Flintstone video. Listen carefully. What are they saying? The cartoon 1960s? They're talking about having a gay old time in a family Flintstone cartoons. What? What is that? A family having a homosexual time? No, folks. We've been deceived. Watch. Next one now. Here's Alone, song naturally by Gilbert O'Sullivan. What is Gilbert O'Sullivan talking about? Children bright and homo? No. So what's going on here? Let's watch another video. Here's Dean Martin singing a famous song. I'll call it the Olive Garden song. They always play the Olive Garden. This That's Amore by Dean Martin in 1950s. Here we go. Harsh, but tippy-tippy-tay like a gay tarantella. Tarantella is an Italian party. Well, what are you talking about? A homosexual Italian party in 1950s? I don't think so. Let's do one more. We're going to watch. This is from the Sound of Music in 1960s. How about it, folks? The Baroness and the Sound of Music talking about giving some rather gay parties. What's this all about? Folks, we've been deceived. You know the tree by the fruit it gives. If you call an apple tree an orange tree, it does not become orange tree, does it? No matter if you call it 100 times, an orange tree is still an apple tree because that's the fruit it gives. So what happened, folks, in graduating 1970s, you know, in order for homosexuality to get acceptance, they get called themselves gay. We're just happy. Because that's what the word gay actually means. Folks, I tell everybody, I'm very gay, but I'm not homosexual. There's a distinction. So by using the word gay, they left it open. Are they happy because they do what they feel like as homosexuals? Or is it because the fact that, you know, they're just straight people having a good time? They left that confusion deliberately in your mind. They kept calling themselves gay, and guess what? It stuck. They call themselves gay, and guess what? Unfortunately, they are not gay. The fact of the matter is, statistics and studies have showed consistently, on the average, the happiest people, on the average, are married people with children who are not divorced. That's right. Second, are married with children who got divorced. Right? Third is people with children. Fourth is, with children, single people with children. And next is single people with no children. Right? And next you have homosexuals. They're less happy. Who's less happy than them? The other LGBTQ variety. And the least happy are those transsexuals who are taking chemicals and then surgeries to change their sexuality by physical castration or change in their bodies. They very often regret what they did. It didn't solve their problem. The emotional mental, spiritual, inner battles they had with themselves. They thought they'll fix it. It didn't fix it. So, folks, I have pity for those people who've been deceived into not living the full design of God. You know, there's, you know, and but, folks, what can we do? Number one we can do is to don't play the deception. So we're going to talk about other weeks about the word liberal. What is a liberal, folks? Okay. What's the word conservative? And many other words that we take for granted. But for right now, just know this. I'm very gay, but I'm straight. I'm not homo. I got a wife and children, happily married. And I wish you all the very best as well, because the truth shall set you free, my friends. Go to livefreenow.org, our website for truth, and our YouTube channel for more videos. How long was that?
Total about 4 minutes.
Well, let's do a really short one, under a minute. Hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Down in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Have you ever wondered what does the word gay really mean? Are you gay? Am I gay? What does it mean to be gay? You know? Well, guess what, folks? The word gay is not what you think it is. If you want to know the truth about what the word gay is, are you gay? Am I gay or not? It's not what you think probably it is. Check out the link in the video below and find the truth. How long was that? Okay. All right, let's get the questions we have, folks. Okay. We got questions tonight. Nothing on Blog Talk tonight? Okay. All right. Well, let's see. We got some questions. You guys can call the Freedom Hour, folks, for live. Your ability to ask questions live and get your questions answered live. So, DLDOE says, I don't want to file, but I'm counting on my tax return. What do I do? What are you counting on the tax return for? I'm not clear what you mean by your question. Call the Blog Talk Radio number on the screen, 657-383-1755. So that I can hear your question fully and answer your question properly, my friend, okay? Okay. So, and you got to press 1 on your telephone keypad once you call. So I know you have a question, and then I will take your question and answer it. So give me a more detailed question, my friend, and I'll be happy to address your concern. Okay. All right. Let's see if you have any other questions here. Okay. I think that's it. All right, folks. Thank you very much for calling, folks. Check out our website at livefreenow.org, our YouTube channel, and share, folks. Become a subscriber and share with other people, folks. You can post our videos on your own YouTube page or any place you want. Not a problem, folks. Okay. We want to work with you to restore freedom. By getting a truth, so get the truth out, we'll be able to help you. But there's a question. Okay. Corsair Cowboy has a question. Well, you can type it in, Corsair, or you can just simply call in the number. So what do you want to do, my friend? Because I don't see you typing anything, nor are you calling. So... okay, I guess Corsair Cowboy changed his mind. Okay, well, if you type in anything, and then I'll know, I'll hold on for more of your question. Anyhow, folks, oh, by the way, so while we're waiting for him, let me show you, folks. All right, I'm going to show you, folks, our playlist. which is a lot easier for you to share with your friends and educate yourself on our website, okay? Let's go to, here we go. When you go to Freedom Moscow's YouTube channel, go to playlists. See, here's videos, right? Here's a homepage at the top. But go to playlists. Go to playlists. On the right side, most Americans do not owe income tax. Short videos. I suggest right here, go to these videos. Start with these. Why? Because these short videos, folks, and here they come up. These loans are short, and they are summary videos designed to give you quick answers. Okay? Because, folks, we all want quick answers. You don't have time to listen to a 45 minutes or an hour presentation a lot of times. You got to go. You get interrupted. So because you know you're going to get interrupted, get the quick answer. Watch the short videos before a telephone call comes in or somebody texts you or something. And then there's a link to the longer, more detailed answers you're looking for. And you go watch that video little by little as you get a chance. And I suggest you do it while you drive to work and home and shopping or exercising or gardening or any other passive activity. Listen to it that way. That way you can take your time and enjoy learning as you're focusing on driving or some other passive activity. Okay? All right. Let's go to your questions again now. So Corsair Cowboy says, does holding a U.S. passport and or the state driver's license with the yellow star, the real ID, national ID, give any cause for the United States to claim that a person is a citizen or resident of U.S.? No. All that is the state is required to get basically more information about you from you. That's what that is about. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But that's all there is to it. It's about getting more information about you. That's all that real ID is about. Put another way, it says it appears that CFR 7701 does not define citizen. Tricky. There is no such thing as CFR 7701, my friend. There's 54 categories of Code of Federal Regulations, or CFR. So under each of these 54 categories, some of them have Section 7701. Which category are you talking about? Category 26, taxes. Category 8, aliens and nationality. Which one? You need to give that. Someone give you an incomplete legal citation. Okay? So whoever gave it to you obviously did not do their own homework to give you a proper reference or citation to a legal authority. So if they're that incompetent, they're probably much more incompetent. So I would not rely on that. So the quest also, Corsair says the U.S. passport does not mean I'm a citizen. That's correct. You're not a U.S. citizen for tax purposes. Okay, you are a U.S. citizen abroad. As a citizen of the 50 states in England, France, or Japan. In that sense, you are a citizen of the 50 states and the federal government, not the states, are there to protect you out there. So you are a U.S. citizen in that sense, not in a sense of being a citizen of Washington, D.C. Again, Corsair, you say you mean 26 CFR 7701. Well, let me see. Okay. Talk about the definition list in 7701. Well, Section 7701 definition in the CFRs does not define further the word U.S. citizen.
I
know he meant USC. He meant USC, but USC actually 7701 does define U.S. citizen, U.S. person, does define U.S. person. Yes, it does. I'll show you right now on my screen. Okay. Okay. Let's go to my screen momentarily, folks. Let's search together. 26 USC 7701 and then space house.gov. Here we go. Here comes up. Definitions. Open that link in a new tab. Okay. Now, here it is. 26 United States Code Section 7701 from the House of Representatives own website, the Internal Revenue Code. Right? This is, folks, after all, the entire Internal Revenue Code online, published by the U.S. government on internet. Okay? The book I have is on internet right now. Let's look at that. Now we're going to scroll down. Quickly, folks, 7701, what does it say? When used in this title, what title is that? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. When used in the Internal Revenue Code in this entire book, unless otherwise provided, specifically, what does it say? Find the word person, everything, including United States and states. Okay? And here it is. They say United States includes only the states and District of Columbia. And the term state shall be construed to include District of Columbia. That's it. So United States mean what? Means District of Columbia. Whenever you see the term United States, you think, oh, you mean District of Columbia. Automatically replace it with that. So let's go down. I'm going to go down, find a poor U.S. person way down there. Look it up. Keep going, folks. It's a little bit down further. The term, here we go, A30. Ah, are you a United States person? Here is the answer. The term United States person means a citizen or resident of the Washington, D.C. Right? A citizen or resident of Washington, D.C. So do you reside in D.C.? Or are you a citizen of D.C.? Then you are a U.S. person. If you're from Florida, California, one of the 50 states, you are not a U.S. person. See?
I don't mean to interrupt you, Tim. Yes. He's updating his question. He's saying he was asking more over his...
They do not define the word citizen, okay? Do they have to define the word citizen? Do you have to define the word water? Do you have to define the word air or ear? Or I, citizen means you are from that land mass country. Okay? I'm a dual citizen. From Iran, I was born and raised in. And America, I came to America. Iranian government says, if you do not give up your citizenship with our approval to us, you are still an Iranian citizen. We do not recognize you being an American citizen only. You could be their citizen and our citizen. So in other words, they believe that I'm subject to their laws in Iran. And I'm saying I'm subject to the laws of the United States. But if I'm in Iran, I'm subject to Iranian laws like an Iranian. But I'm not from France. I am not from Egypt. Or Zimbabwe, or China. So, folks, everybody is a citizen of some place. Cannot just say, oh, well, I'm not citizen of nobody. Nice try. You could not do that. So, the word citizen, it's one of those self-evident things like the water. Okay? Doesn't need to be defined. Okay, so the other question, of course, Corsair has. Can you talk about how to deal with 1099 mail to the IRS on brokerage accounts? What is the best way to deal with it? Glad you asked. Right now, we're almost finished putting a letter on our website for everybody for free to write to Congress. And then go to your stockbroker or any third party who wants to 1099 you falsely to the IRS. Because the only ones that are supposed to 1099 others are those who perform functions of public office. Only those people are involved in a trade or business that are supposed to 1099 others. So unless you directly or indirectly provide function of public office, you shouldn't be 1099. If you work for the U.S. Embassy in Japan as an interpreter and they pay you, even though you're Japanese, you are performing functions of public office and the U.S. Embassy in Japan must 1099 that Japanese, and a Japanese person must pay income tax to Uncle Sam because that Japanese person is performing functions of public office as an interpreter of Japanese to English for the U.S. government. I'll show you right on the screen also to you. Under 7701, here it is. The term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of the public office. That's what that is. So yes, my friend, it's coming. Of course, our Simple and Royal Freedom Package members will have these letters included for them automatically. But I'll be putting them on our website for everybody for free. It's coming up by end of September 2020. If not October at the latest, okay? Okay, now, the cryptocurrency video, I talk about that, by the way. Yes, I do. In fact, if you want for right now, I can talk about this topic. Let me show that to you guys here. Yeah, I got two videos on that. But where's the cryptocurrency video? Oh, you go on the search on our website, type in cryptocurrency. It'll come up. Here we go. Yeah, here we go about this title issue and analyze it in more detail on this video. Okay. And this was streamed live on May 20, 2020. So watch this video, my friend, and you're going to get more detailed answer to this issue for you. Right now, overview. Okay. So, yes, as you say, Corsair, you got to tell these guys, the banks and brokerage houses, do not 1099 me by error. You're making a false legal conclusion, 1099 me to the IRS. And that's what you write to congressman first to double check, make sure you're right. When your congressman cannot refute you with the laws attached, published by Congress, backed by U.S. Supreme Court decisions, you turn around and give it to your bank or brokerage house and say, you better follow the law as written because I have to. We all have to. Your accountant, CPA, tax lawyer, they're incompetent, not following the law, fire them. You will be in trouble. You could be in trouble if you don't do it right. Follow the law as written. Here's a copy I've got for you. Published by Congress to do it right. Okay? And you watched that video, Corsair. Good job, my friend. Good job. Okay? Let's see. Yeah, the IRS tells these companies it's mandatory. Of course they do. Because, folks, the IRS deceives its own employees or workers. They hire people off the street who couldn't get a job, literally. They couldn't get a job. starting their own business, working for a private enterprise, and it's a living. They don't have time and money and resources to teach them the internal revenue code. Like, this is too doggone complex. Look at all the tiny little font here. Look at that. Look at that. They don't understand this. They don't know the deception. They are misled. Yes, and folks, we're going to educate IRS employees also. That's something, one of the projects of the IRS. But first, educate our congressmen, companies you work for, people around you, people that pay you. All right. And you saw some of more of my videos about sound and music. Great. Hard truth about Zionism, Israel. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your love and kindness, folks. The videos that Corsair is referring to, you may want to watch them too, because that will give you a deeper understanding about Freedom Law School, what we're really about. Now, what I want you to do, Corsair, is to take this video to the people you know in your community or your friends, okay? People that you know in other forums that share the same values of truth. They know certain truths about 9/11, about Zionism, okay? About all this deception out there that's going on out there. And tell them, folks, there's more to it. Freedom Law School has given us more of the truth and solutions. Solutions how to be free. And that's where Freedom Law School is different. I don't just teach you the truth. I'll give you solutions, my friend. Okay. Very good, Corsair. Then let's do a one-on-one private consultation. I'd love to get you knowing, my friend, okay, because you know it gets credited to all of our freedom packages, and let's do everything right for you, my friend, and let's talk privately. I understand your concern about not talking in this public forum. That's perfectly understandable. That's why I recommend private one-on-one consultation, okay? All right. So Joe Sammy says, are they arresting people for no mask without jurisdiction?
Why?
The reason they're doing it, because folks, the average American does not know about the Constitution, the state constitution, law, and their rights. The policemen don't know about it. I mean, it's elementary. In America, the legislature makes the laws, not the executive branch governors or mayors. And that's why I founded Freedom Law School in 1996, to educate you, the American people, what we were not taught in a public school system. All these mask orders are completely illegal, unconstitutional. The executive branch does not make law, only legislature. And I've not heard of any, not even one state where these corona scam-demic, plandemic, hoax hysteria mandates, none of them have been imposed by statute written by state legislatures. I've heard of any. Some city councils, counties have done so illegally, okay, because it violates your many of your constitutional rights in many ways, many multiple ways. So yes, they're illegal. Fight back. Now, Freedom Law School will be there with you, my friends. Okay. Some people say boycott Panda Express. Yeah, folks. Those businesses who live in fear, right? They want to be ignorant, okay? Here, they live in this, folks. Fear. False evidence appearing real. Take your business away from them. Do business with others that will listen to the truth and are interested in the truth. By the way, I go to Walmart, public supermarket, never wear a mask. Nope. Even though the signs say you require it, they don't enforce them. They know they cannot force you, and they don't want to lose your business. So just walk in to Walmart or your grocery store just fine without a mask. Okay. Some other comments. You can tell them all that stuff. Just the best suggestion I saw on the mask issue, if you get involved with the conversation, the best suggestion I've seen was tell them, I cannot wear a mask safely. Okay, stick with that. Do not go to detail. Okay, I cannot wear one safely. But folks, one suggestion I have is leave dictatorial communist socialist states like California, New York, Michigan, come to freedom states. North Dakota never did any of these corona hoax restrictions at all. Florida, Texas don't have these things. Florida is the number one state people come to America from every place else because we have the lowest taxes and most freedom overall and in great weather, low housing costs, low crime. Don't go to Miami, though. Central Florida is where you want to be, not Miami. Between Orlando, Ocala, Tampa, that center is where you want to be. All right. That's it, folks. I love each one of you, folks. I wish I could see all in person, meet you more in person. Oh, I will be at the Red Pill Expo, by the way. I got to tell you guys about that. I forgot to tell you. The Red Pill Expo. Let me show you on my screen. The Red Pill Expo, okay, of Ed Griffin, the author of the book Creature from Jekyll Island. It's happening the 10th and 11th in Jekyll Island, Georgia. Folks, they got great speakers. Unfortunately, they don't have me on this show yet. Maybe next year. Here's a preview of some of the great speakers they got. Folks, Ed Griffin is doing what I was doing from 1999 to 2014. For 15 years, I did annual freedom rallies. Now, Ed Griffin has been doing them for the last 3 or 4 years. Great, go to them. I'm going to be an exhibitor, okay? So you can meet me there in South Georgia near Jacksonville, Florida. So look at it. The prices are very reasonable, what they charge. Folks, you don't have to wear a mask there at all. Check out some of the speakers. They're all listed there, okay? And something else, folks, the program is there. You will meet me personally. I'm going to have a suite or a meeting room reserved. I'm going to be doing regular presentations during the event where you can come and meet me and I can talk to you guys, do presentations, not from a big stage, but from some small room or suite I'll reserve. So you'll have a chance to get to meet me and our presentation, get your questions answered. If you want to bring your paperwork about your situation with the IRS or government, any questions, bring it on. I'll help you there as much as I can there for free. So come on down and tell your friends to come to Red Pill Expo also. Okay? All right. Let's see. So, all right, my friends. Sorry for the Blog Talk Radio problem we got. We might just change to some other audio system. Let's look into another system like Blog Talk, guys, okay? I'm sorry, guys. I want you guys to talk to me. So, anyhow, I'll be back next week. Tell your friends and check out our channel. And I'll be seeing you October 11th and 12th in Jekyll Island, Georgia. Good night.